Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's something about tea cakes at the moment.
Everyone is talking about tea cakes. Including us.
Well, I was listening. I popped on Chris and Rosie Ramsey, their podcast, Shag Married Annoyed, and blame me down if he didn't start talking about tea cakes. And I thought, this is a bit odd.
I haven't heard this.
Yeah. He literally is like, well, she loves tea cakes. So she's had tea cakes for years. And he's been like, oh, I'm eating tea cakes. And then he was like, I just had one. And now he's literally obsessed with them. And I was like,
I feel like 2024 is the year for tea cakes.
And hot cross buns. You went, is there something about tea cakes at the moment? Yeah. Are they pushing them at the moment?
Well, I started thinking maybe it's like we're noticing them more. Like, why am I buying tea cakes? I never buy tea cakes. Are they like at the front of the store as you go in? Or are they pushing them more at the supermarket?
Well, hot cross bun
no, it's
time.
Easter, isn't it?
Maybe they push the tea cakes to lure you into them buying hot cross buns.
I don't know. I've never noticed this before, I am knee deep in tea cakes and hot cross buns.
I want a tea cake today.
Do you?
I might see when we go to the train. Oh, it's not today.
It's not today.
I've got the wrong day. We're not today, are we?
No.
Okay. I want a tea cake today anyway, even though yesterday we went to the train station.
All right. Do you want to come to mine for a tea cake later?
I don't know. I just want bloody tea cake. Jesus.
This is the Laura and Becky Show. We are best mates. We used to be on the radio together, but we're not anymore because we now do this podcast.
We're sponsored by Redbrick Estate Agents, Prince Family Law Solicitors and East Midlands Airport.
I've got a complaint. There's something I want to have a little rant
about. Who do you want to speak to?
Today.
Who are you complaining to?
I don't know. Is points of view still going? Write into that if you're a bit annoyed about something?
I love that.
So did I. What's her name? Anne.
And people actually did used to write in because it was before emails, no?
Yeah. Yeah. What's her name?
Anne Hegarty.
No. She's the one from The Chase.
Oh,
Anne. She's the one who was in Panto in Chesterfield this year.
Yes, she was.
Anne Widdecombe.
No, she's a politician.
No.
Anne.
What's her name?
Ball? Bell.
No. Anne does The Weakest Link.
Oh.
Anne.
Ginger hair.
Yes, glasses. Quite, you know, scary.
Is she still alive?
And
oh my God!
Why can't we
stop
remember
it.
Her name?
Robinson.
Yes,
Robertson.
Robinson.
Robinson.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my, are we okay? She used to present it, didn't she?
I mean, people used to get angry.
I'm angry.
You're right. Go on then. What's your letter?
Dear Anne, I'm writing to you on the, what's the date? 8th of, no, what is it? The 9th of January. Put my address at the top. Yeah. You're sincerely Becky Hayes.
Could never spell sincerely.
Oh, I always forget the E's in it. Oh, you're sincerely a very angry and disgruntled Becky Hayes.
Angry and disgruntled.
Can you get back to me soonest, please, Anne?
Looking forward to your response.
So, traitors, right? We love traitors.
We do.
A lot of people
You're not
love
moaning
traitors.
About traitors, are you?
I'm going to have a little moan, yeah.
Go on.
It needs to be on more.
Oh.
So it's not on every night. I don't understand. So most nights this week, right, when we're not out staking out, I've settled down. I've thought, right, I'm going to watch Traitors tonight. Yeah. Lo and behold, it's not on. So it hasn't been on. It was on last night, wasn't it?
No. It's on today. Oh, hang on. What day
is it?
It
was on last night. But it wasn't on Monday and Tuesday or the weekend. So four nights we had without Traitors.
No, every Wednesday, babe. They released three episodes.
Oh, hang on. What?
So last Wednesday, they released three episodes. Episode one, episode two, episode three.
Oh my God, this is worse than I thought.
And then today,
yesterday, they released three episodes and that's it.
I think, I'm not shouting at me.
Mate, this is not enough.
Hang on, let me just check. I think they release three every week. Why aren't they doing it every night?
I don't know.
They shouldn't do that anymore.
We're not in the 1980s,
are we?
Next they'll be putting adverts on for us to watch in between.
We don't want to wait. Honestly,
it's given me the rage, especially when you sit down and you expect it to be on and then it's not. The disappointment is so high. I put a thing on my Insta saying, is it on tonight? And loads of people were like, we are not happy about this either. This is bad.
Right, everything you need to know about Traitors Series 2. Mm-hmm. When is it on? Wait a minute. Oh, for God's sake, when is Traitors on? Oh, here. Watch the Traitors BBC One from 9 p.m. on... I take it back.
So right. Hang on, what is it then?
So it's on Wednesday night, Thursday night and Friday night.
And that's it.
What is...
So three nights of the week.
But why?
That's not enough.
That's just stupid. Why would they do that? Like, what scheduler has decided that's okay?
That is, we need more.
But why would they do that?
I don't know.
I've never known that.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm flummoxed.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. Who understands that?
Claudia. Now, come on.
How many
episodes are there?
It goes on for a good few weeks, I think, doesn't it?
Oh, come on. And you can't even not watch it because you're going to see spoilers. So
also from last, I know it was on last night, but I haven't seen last night's yet. We were left on a right cliffhanger. And you can't be left for four... Friday. Can't be left 4 days on a cliffhanger like that. It's going to give me a heart attack.
It was a good cliffhanger.
So good. But seriously, guys, whoever's in charge of it needs to be on every single night of the week.
Day before yesterday. I'm getting my days wrong, okay? Because we're recording today's yesterday. It's so confusing.
We did something.
We went to a car dealership, didn't we?
We did.
Not just any car dealership. I didn't know you could just walk into those car dealerships, to be fair, but we did, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
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 We went into Land Rover, didn't we? And we were actually there to speak to someone about something, but they were in a meeting, so they couldn't see us. But as we were there, our little eyes just wandered.
Something caught our eye. I wonder what it was.
A couple of things, a big, shiny, new rangy. And we were like, oh, we were literally we had little stars in front of our eyes. And we were like, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful machine that is. Oh, gosh, what a lovely vehicle. I say,
is it open? Yeah. Oh, it is open. Oh, I've fallen into this Range Rover. Oh, all of a sudden, we're both in a bloody Range Rover, sat there like this. Mate, could you imagine? This is going to be us one day.
We sat in there and we manifested the hell.
You know, if I had that
it.
Car, I'd just run people over. And not realise.
Don't do that.
You can't, it's so big. You just be like, boom, boom. Oh, what was that? Oh, it's an old lady.
Well, it's got all your sensors and your cameras. And it's got all your sensors. In a top of the range car Yeah. Oh, there goes another one. Oh, sorry. just killed another one.
But you know, I have that thing where I drive and I want to veer off the road.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. I bloody would. I'd be like, I could just drive through that field.
But you couldn't in a Range. They're so pretty and so beautiful. You wouldn't want to dent it. You wouldn't want to mess it up.
I do like a bit of a messed up Range Rover.
Do you?
Yeah, I think if it's too pretty and clean, I'm a bit like, oh, come on. I like a bit of mud on the mud flaps.
You know, the old style Defender.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a bit battered up. That's not. Yeah. Take that off roading. That's a bit of me. Get that on the farm.
If
get your overalls on.
You know, we have this thing where if we pull up, we have to stay in our car for, I would say, circa 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Not long, but you just have to sit there, don't you?
I wonder if anyone else does this, by the way. This is like a standard thing. If we're together or if we're apart,
sit there.
We both know that the other one will be sat in their car for 5 minutes before getting out, just scrolling and looking on WhatsApp and whatever.
Just sorting yourself. Just getting ready to leave the car takes around 3 minutes.
More mentally preparing yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you've got the heated seat on, because you know you're going to get out and you're going to feel the cold. Mm. Anyway, if we had those cars, if we pulled up up next to each other, half an hour that'd go to. Mate, that'd go to half an hour.
We'd never get out. I would never get out.
Why would you get out of that car? It's so spacious and clean and it smells great.
It was quite funny, wasn't it? Yesterday when we got in the... Rangey, you were like, can we get in? I was like, yeah, come on. And I had a coffee that was nearly spilling all over it. A little takeaway coffee. And you were like, careful with that coffee. Terrified that I'd spill cappuccino all over the leather.
And we were like, how much do you think this is worth? I have no idea. 100 grand we went for, but I don't know.
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
Because they were like high, like top of the...
But the first thing we looked for was the cup holders.
We did.
Well, because if a 100 grand car, you want good cup holders. If there ain't good cup holders, it's not worth 100 grand, is it?
Isn't it funny what girls look for in a car and what guys look for? They look for completely...
Well, they look under the bonnet, mate. Wait, do they?
I've never looked under the bonnet.
How do I open the bonnet?
Nor me. I look at colour, I look at the shape, and then cup holders.
Colour, cup holders, the sound of the indicator I like.
Oh,
you've got to have a good indicator sound.
Almost like a... Not like a... Yeah.
Not like a...
Yeah. And I do quite like the colour of the seats inside.
Yeah.
I quite like
what would you go for?
Cream interior.
Yeah, but it gets dirty, mate. I quite like the caramel, the black and caramel. Oh.
We're off on a mad Range Rover tangent, aren't we? But seriously, if anyone does work at Land Rover, get in touch.
Thanks. Bye. Actually, it is time for a quick break, but we're going to be back.
Yeah, we're going to do something a little bit different after the break, actually. So hold on to your hats.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, so over the last, I would say, 5 weeks now.
It's not long, is it?
It's not five weeks. No, you all know this because we're obviously very honest when we talk about this. We've had a shed load of new people join our pod.
And you are so welcome.
You are.
Yeah, we
more
are so
than
happy
welcome
to have you here.
Absolutely.
But obviously, we talk about a lot of things that the newbies won't know about. They'll be like, who's this? And
what's going on there?
So we thought we'd rewind.
Yeah.
And we've had quite a few questions in from newbie listeners as well, going, oh, what about this? And what about that? And how did you this?
Yeah.
So we thought, all right, we'll do a few questions today.
Yeah.
Just to clear it up so everyone knows what's what and where they're at.
And for our OGs, you might like this. You might not know this about us. Who knows? We'll fly through it.
We're going to give you a couple of little nuggets that you might not know.
Yeah. Okay. What are we starting with them?
Okay, so first question, we've had this a lot. How did we meet?
Okay, you want me to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking at the other question.
Yeah.
You want to take the floor? We met in a radio station in Chesterfield and Becky was on the breakfast show and I think I was doing the awards.
You were doing the events, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I kind of walked into a room and I had this, I really like your trousers. And I turned around and there she was. I was like, oh, I like the look of you. And
I like the look of your trousers.
Yeah, they were awful trousers.
I think you were just being nice.
I think you were like, oh, I just want to say. And that's a good
one.
If you ever want to make a friend, give them a compliment.
Yeah, that breaks the ice nicely.
Because
look at us. All right, look at us all these
bloody
years
look
later.
At us now. We, I think after that, we chatted a couple of times. And then you have that chat where you go, you want to go for a coffee, something to eat.
But you can't force these things.
No.
It happens naturally. And actually, we both wanted to go for a coffee,
but we just hadn't
said it yet. How many years ago was this? Just give a bit of context. Was it like, so Lily was born, wasn't she?
Was it two years before lockdown? 17?
Yeah, so about 6 years ago?
6 years, yeah, I would say.
Let's call it six.
And it just blossomed from there, really, didn't it?
It did. I remember the first meal that we went for together. We went for a little Italian.
Italian.
And it was opposite your old house.
Yeah.
And I offloaded onto you that evening, didn't I?
Just? I mean, it started and went on.
And it hasn't stopped since. 6 years later, I'm still offloading on the daily, on the reg. Well, no, because I was just starting to go through a separation from my husband at the time. And I sat there, and just before I tucked into my penne, carbonara or whatever it was, I went, I'm going for a divorce. I'd like to tell you all about it. I literally...
If I may.
Yeah, and we just talked about it for the whole of dinner, and basically the rest is history.
It's nice though, because obviously we have daughters. Lily's younger than my two, your Lily, but it's just a nice dynamic from the start, isn't it? It's all worked out very well.
I like to think so.
I think so. I like you.
Yeah, and I like you still. Yeah. 6 years later, we still like each other. Well, then what happened was I left that breakfast show.
So I started doing another breakfast show on another radio station whilst you were doing that breakfast show, and then you left that breakfast show and you rang me and you went, mate, I'm leaving.
Yeah, but heads up.
Yeah. And then I remember I was in Cornwall, the boss of that radio show rang me and I thought, I know what he wants. And he went, hello, Laura. And I was like, hello, Tim. I can say Tim, can't I? Yeah. That's fine. And he went, I don't know if Becky's told you. And I went, let me stop you right there. Of course she's told me, Tim.
Come on, Tim. As if I wouldn't tell her. The best bit about it was though.
Yeah. Because obviously. Great. I remember the walk we were on as well.
So do I. We were with your sister. No, it was three of us.
Just us two.
Obviously, when you go for a job in radio, you have to negotiate the fee, right, that you're going to get. And it's a bit of cat and mouse, isn't it? The boss is like, no, that's too much. You're like, well, I want this. And then you figure it out. You wiggle around a bit. You pull figures out the dark and then you both go, okay, and handshake it. Okay? Yeah. So I just cut to the chase. I went, listen, here's what I get a day. Don't go for any less because this is what they will pay.
Well, I was umming and ahhing. I was like, do I take it or don't I? Because I quite like the one I was doing, but I was on my own. Blah, blah, blah. And it was a bit like that. And then you went, well, this is what I get paid. And I went, okay, Tim, I'm in. I'll take it. And that was it.
And it was quite nice because it saved all that kind of like you going, oh, how much do I ask for? Blah, blah, blah. You knew what they were going to pay.
Straight away.
So straight away, we're allies straight away, guys.
Straight away.
We had each other's back.
And it was great because usually in radio, if a woman takes over a woman, it's all a bit like they kind of, I don't know, it's just not friendly,
they
but this
become
great.
Sort of against each other, don't they? Yeah. It's really odd.
This was lovely. I had a lovely handover on the radio.
Yeah.
We've got a photo of your last day and when I went in. We look horrific. Oh, God knows what we thought.
We need to do a then and a now.
Oh, my God.
What were we wearing? What was our hair like?
I don't know.
We look gimp.
We look terrible.
That is the word I can use to describe it. So that was that. And then after all that finished, we then got offered a breakfast show together.
Yes.
Didn't we? So we did that for a year.
Yeah.
And actually, this goes on to the next question.
Which is?
Why did we get sacked from radio?
Well, I mean, dare we say, because we did a video on this on TikTok and we got trolled.
We did.
I mean, they came back. I don't know where TikTok pushed that video. Well, I do. America.
Old American
to
men.
Old American men. It was so weird.
Do you know what though I think? I think we stand by our truth because there's things that we haven't mentioned that happened behind the scenes. We know that we got sacked. Yes, the radio station went under as well, but there was lots more to it.
Oh my God.
We were essentially sacked. So people can say what they want.
Yeah.
We know the true story.
Yeah. And then obviously, as most people, I think even newbies will know this, we kind of thought, what we're going to do? Flew to Mallorca. And then we started this podcast. Someone was asking us, I nearly gave something away then, which I shouldn't.
Oh,
well, the other day on our...
And then, the what?
You know, when we had to...
She
was asking us questions, wasn't she, about how... What we do and how the pod started and stuff. And like when we were talking to her about this, we started with no listeners. None. Well,
not
apart
even
from probably
one.
Well, no, none.
A few radio listeners eventually came over, but literally, I think our first episode at that time probably had zero listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Started with none.
Yeah. And here we are.
And here we are. So that's it.
Okay. Final question. We're only going to do a few today.
Go on.
Any juicy gossip that no one knows about you both?
Well, we just both sat here and tried to think of something that we've never said. I can't.
I mean,
there's got to be something.
Gonna be things.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go with. We have mentioned these before actually on the pod, but newbies won't know this.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't think of any juicy goss.
So shall I do yours and you do mine?
Go on then.
So, I mean, regular listeners will know this, but Laura was on Ant and Dec.
Oh, did you know that?
Yeah.
Anyone know that?
So Laura got set up by her sister. So yeah. You know on Ant and Dec where they go to a member of the audience yeah. and they're being set up. You're going, yeah, you know this. It was you.
In fact, I don't actually think I've told this story on this pod.
I
mean, I've told it everywhere else.
I'm sure you have.
I don't think I have.
I'm sure we did it in questions before.
Did we?
Yeah.
I probably have.
Yeah.
I probably
She's
have.
She's desperate to tell it again, guys.
Yeah.
I think I deleted that before. But Laura was set up and then she was picked from the audience and you had to go onto the stage, didn't you, with Ant and Dec, and then your children came up on the screen
yeah.
and they were in Paris.
Under the Eiffel Tower on my sofa. Yeah, that was actually nuts. I have to say though, when they sent me off, they're like, right, we're going to send you to Paris now. I was like, no. I didn't want to go.
Why?
I wanted to stay and watch the show. I didn't want to go to Paris to see my kids. So I was like, oh, really? And I actually look like that. They actually say that. Because when I walk off, I'm like, And then he goes, and then Nan goes, I don't think she wanted to go. And because like, oh, I can't hide how I feel on my face.
Yeah,
I'm terrible at it. Even on national TV. I was a bit like, oh.
I want to stay here.
Yeah. And then I got a lot of comments online going, oh, she's really annoyed that they've taken her kids and put them in Paris without her.
Well, you would think that. No, you weren't bothered.
This goes to show, though, my kids were in France for 3 days. I wasn't even suspicious.
Where were you?
I was in London having a right old time. Mate, honestly, didn't have a clue.
Oh, my God.
You can tell by my face when they pan back and you see Grace and Rosie. You know when you can't comprehend something?
Yeah, it's such a shock.
I was looking at camera to camera and I was like, looked up at my sister in the audience and I was so confused.
That is nuts though, isn't it?
But like having Ant and Dec sat opposite you, being on their show that you've watched for years and years and years, you'd think you'd be like, oh, but it all happens so quickly that you do just go along with it. And you've got a lot of people behind the scenes waving at you, pointing, telling you what to do. So
it's a machine.
It? Yeah.
And were they nice, Ant and Dec?
Yeah. Dec's my favourite.
I think Dec's everyone's favourite, isn't
he? Do you think
that?
Don't say that.
Who goes, Ant is my favourite?
I don't know, but he is. When I watch the lives after I'm a Celebrity, he's very fun.
He is, but he's no one's favourite.
But I think Dec's the one you'd...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I once had a very naughty dream about Dec.
Did you?
I did.
What did you do?
I can't say that, but it was...
I had a naughty dream about Justin Timberlake and I nearly cried when I woke up.
I know, you literally... I tried to sleep. Please, get back into the dream. Please, let him be my boyfriend still. Please. Let me get back into bed with him.
That's one of the dreams I remember vividly is that Justin Timberlake dream.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Dec is mine too.
All right then, go on then. What's your juicy got? Should I say yours?
Do mine, yeah.
Which, by the way, I still have never seen.
Have you not?
I have not seen.
Oh, I'll show you in a bit.
So Becky was a High Street Honey.
FHM. How old were you? High Street Honey.
Oh, sorry, FHM. Is that still on?
The competition isn't, I don't think. It was massive, wasn't it, in the day?
Massive. Is it that for hot males? For horny males?
Do you know what? I don't know what it stands for.
It's got to be something like that.
I think FHM Online might be going, but I don't think the competition is anymore. I was like 21.
And how did you get into it? Did they just spot you on the street?
No.
Oh,
no one gets spotted on their street, mate. You apply.
Right.
So it was my husband at the time. He sent a picture in. So you just take a picture at home.
Right.
So it's often the boyfriend or husband
is
that
it?
Like, oh yeah, yeah. They often go, look at my girlfriend.
Oh good, okay.
Because
otherwise that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no. That's how it happens.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's male readers, isn't it? Because the girls aren't reading it.
Right.
So the men read it and go, oh right, they're looking for birds. So they go, right, I'll enter my missus. Well, some might not enter their missus, but yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know he'd sent the photo?
Oh, mate, yes.
Oh, I was like, take this one.
Yeah, no, better angle than that. Let's improve the lighting. Let's make my boobies look a bit bigger. Let me change my underwear.
It wouldn't happen now, would it?
I don't know.
No.
What
do you think?
Or it might be...
I think it'd be called High Street Honeys.
It wouldn't be called
like
no.
Boss Bitch Babes.
Yeah. And you'd send it in yourself, wouldn't you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Absolutely you would.
So yeah, so got into that, had to go to Ibiza for a photo shoot with FHM, got flown out there.
Great.
Met all the other honeys.
And one of the honeys is one of your best friends now, isn't she?
Yes, she's the one that won that year. Mm. And we met in Ibiza, very similar to you and I meeting actually. Our eyes met and it was love at first sight.
Yeah.
We both sort of looked at each other and we were both with other girls that we didn't like very much.
Right.
They weren't very nice girls.
Oh.
So
you would imagine that.
Yeah, there were a lot of, that just weren't my cup of tea.
Right.
Anyway, met Charlotte, I can say. And I just met in the
reception. By the way,
area.
I love how we don't like saying people's real names on our pod.
We get scared, don't we?
We can say our real name.
Yeah. We get scared of it. We literally looked at each other and she had a twinkle in her eye. I believe I had a twinkle in mine. And we were just like, yeah. So yeah, so actually we went through all the kind of like, you have to do loads of things like promotional things. So at one point we were stood on, what was the street in London? On Oxford Street in London, all of us in our underwear, all 10 of us who made it through to the final 10. And we had to stand there with like proper paps, you know, like paps back in the day who'd like stand outside China Whites and that sort of thing. They all came along. We were all in red La Senza underwear, right?
Oh my God.
So we were outside the La Senza store. It was freezing cold. All there in like red underwear. Yeah, just having like loads of pictures taken. It was madness, wow. But a lot of fun.
Did they pay you for it?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, not a cent. They paid our expenses and everything, but no. But then what kind of happens is after that, you then get sent to all these modelling agencies in London.
Yeah,
and you
sort
of get taken on by model agents and you go and do like
bits of modelling. It's exposure, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, I had a really big modelling job after that, mate. I got on the front of Take a Break crossword.
From High Street Honey to Take a Break crossword. I bet that was the highest selling edition, mate. I'd have bought it.
My mum still got it in her drawer of her French dresser at home. I go home, I like, I go, oh, there it is.
There I am.
It's awful. It doesn't even look like
me. Oh, we need to see this. No, we need to see this. I need to see this, please.
So there you go, guys. There's a little bit of, you know, goss that you might not have known about us.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, God, right.
Sure.
We've got stuff to do today, so back tomorrow.
Back tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta at The Laura and Becky Show.